There's a four-letter word that I really don't like to say on the radio. I think it should never be said on the radio. I try my best never to say it.
Okay.
The word is care.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was another
word. I don't like that word a lot. Because if I ever say it during this particular segment, it means I probably have to learn stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And learning sounds like a lot of work. But life is cruel and unfair, and sometimes you just have to do stuff you don't like doing. Mm-hmm. The good news is, I have to suffer, and so does everybody else. With another edition of Care or Don't Care. And that's coming up right now, actually. So, Jeff, take it away.
Well, I have a list of exciting buzz-related topics in my hand. Let's get right to it with your first headline. Do you hate work and responsibility? Well, your dream job just opened up.
Yay!
Care or don't care?
I care.
Care. Definitely care.
Care.
For most people, the worst part about going into work every day is the work part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're one of those people, a unique employment opportunity just opened up in the small town of Gothenburg, Sweden. They're currently taking applicants to become the city's eternal employee. And their one and only job is to show up at the city train station in the morning and punch in on a time clock.
What?
Okay.
That's it?
That's pretty much it.
That's it?
It'll turn on a set of lights over the boarding platform to let everyone in the city know that the useless employee has actually showed up to work that day. After they clock in, the person is free to do anything they want.
What?
Or absolutely nothing at all. They really don't care. Just as long as the internal employee returns to the station by the end of the day to clock out and turn off the lights.
That's awesome.
I'm in.
Yeah, I would love that job.
Do you get paid for that?
Yep, it only pays $28,000 a year, and you're not allowed to get a second job, but it does come with a lot of other perks, like you get 3 weeks paid vacation time, an annual 3% salary bump, a detailed retirement plan, and the position is guaranteed for the rest of your life as long as you continue clocking in. So
I'm into it.
Yeah.
It's not a lot right. less than I'm making now. So.
Sounds great.
It's pretty nice. If you're wondering why the job was even created, it's supposed to be a commentary on mass automation and how humans will do less and less work as technology takes over. So apply now.
Okay. Right. Sounds fun. That would be a real fun explanation to use at every party.
Your next headline, Hong Kong just made my tummy go ding dong. Care or don't care?
Oh yeah. My God, I wouldn't have cared if you didn't rhyme.
I only care because of the way you delivered that. That's
yeah,
all.
I agree.
But you cared.
Yeah.
So if McDonald's is known for one thing, it's their famous French fries.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now their iconic fries are getting a major upgrade because the fast food mega chain just announced they're teaming up with Cup of Noodle to roll out the first ramen-flavored French fries.
Oh my God!
What?
My head is exploding. My stomach is doing something.
Okay, keep your pants on.
I'm trying.
There will be two versions, black garlic pork broth, and chicken sesame oil fries.
Oh, my God.
That actually sounds amazing.
Really good.
The seasoning comes in a separate packet from the fries, and just like Cup of Noodle, customers pour the powdered seasoning into a paper bag filled with fries, and then you shake it up to mix it together.
Dude, cool. I loved eating ramen fries raw with just seasoning on it.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, my God, they're so good.
Yeah, just dry.
Just the noodle part, you mean?
Yeah.
So while Americans are busy loading their potatoes with chili and cheese and garlic sour cream, Hong Kong is just turning their fries into ramen.
The future's here.
The future's here.
Let's see if you guys care about this. The good news that will leave you saying, aww.
Oh, I love
aww.
Care or don't care?
I'm tired of aww. I hear it every 5 seconds in here. So don't care, but it doesn't matter.
Was it, did I get two cares over there?
Care,
okay.
Sure.
There's a place in Raleigh, North Carolina called State Farmers Market Restaurant. The owner's name is Gypsy Gilliam. And if anybody deserves a mug that says world's best boss, it's her. Because last week, she closed up shop and shut down the entire restaurant for several days, all so she could surprise her staff and take her 20 employees and their families on a trip to Disney World.
Oh, wow.
Like it did make me go,
and Gypsy paid for everything, including hotels, tickets to the park,
dang.
All the daily meals, as well as buying several souvenirs.
Dude, and is the diner?
You said souvenir weird.
Yeah,
yeah.
Did.
Is that like souvenirs?
Souvenirs.
Say it again.
Souvenirs.
You
said it right that time.
I'm with you.
The way you said it before was just interesting. Like, that's the most interesting part of the whole thing to me was the way you said souvenir.
Well, if you're interested in the story, one of her employees got pretty emotional. She has a 5-year-old son and says she never could have taken him to Disney World on her own. Gypsy told local news reporters she wouldn't even have a business without her employees' help. All she wants to do is let them know how much they're appreciated.
Do you think the employees are like, wait, hold hold up. You can afford to do what for us? Yeah. And we're making...
I'd rather have a raise.
Yeah, just give me the
$10,000. Few $1,000 you spent on each of us, just give that to us on our paychecks.
Let's see if you guys care about this. You've heard of dumb criminals before, but why don't we meet the dumbest?
Ooh,
care
yes.
or don't care?
I care.
I like dumb criminals.
About everything today.
Last week, a 28-year-old man named Casey Saunders was arrested on suspicion of burglary at a residential home. And when cops arrested him, they discovered Casey had multiple stolen items from the house on his person. His shoe tread matched marks left in the home's yard, and his fingerprints were even discovered outside. But despite all the evidence against him, Casey denied he was involved in the burglary, and his reasoning was airtight. Casey said he couldn't have committed the crime because, quote, I was high on methamphetamines that day.
Oh.
And normally I don't burglarize or steal stuff when I'm on meth.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's not meth that makes me do that.
So with that, the police let him go and dropped all the charges.
No.
Shut up. That's
really?
Not true.
That was his alibi.
No, just kidding. He's in jail.
Yeah.
So that works.
Yeah, he's doing time now.
Yeah.
Sure.
And finally, Jeff's joke of the day. Care or don't care?
Eternal care.
Yes.
Which U.S. state has the smallest soft drinks?
What?
Minnesota.
Care, don't care. That was care, don't care. Text in at 78592. You know the story out there that we should have cared about? Text it in. All right, your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.